You want to practice that, use the number shapes or the number rhymes, whichever you prefer, but it's very useful for memorizing all sorts of information. So how can we use this on a more practical level? Well, you could use it, for instance, to memorize your bank PIN number. For example, let's say your number is 4135. What you do now is just translate those into key images using the number rhyme system. So you've got 4, door, 1, gun, 3, tree, 5, hive. And what do you think the right location would be to store your bank PIN number? Well, think of your bank. Do that now. Just imagine your bank. And how would you fit a little mini epic around your bank using door, gun, tree, hive? Well, imagine the door bursting open and there's somebody there with a gun. And he runs up a tree, only to find there's a beehive up there. So now, all you have to do is think about that again, and you've got the bank PIN number for a long, long time, as long as you want. Door, 4, gun, 1, tree, 3, hive, 5. Of course, after a while, you'll build up a verbal recall of the number, but isn't it nice to have a backup just in case the verbal recall lets you down? Now, in session 5, if you really want to get into numbers, then we're going to get serious. I'm talking telephone numbers, big ones, like thousands. So, till then, use the techniques that I've described here. Use number shapes, number rhymes to help you remember numbers, any sort of number. And then you'll really find that you're developing your own quantum memory power.